I'm Haley Taylor, and you're listening to The Rough Draft Diaries. It's funny on The Rough Draft Diaries to compare the nominations each interviewee gives me each week. Even the way these nominations are given vary. Sometimes they're long, exciting pitches for why so-and-so should be on the show. Other times they're short, almost vague mentions. Our last nominations followed the latter. They were given by the coaches at Soul City Gym. They mentioned Taylor Dungeon, stating she was an activist for the inner city. But that could mean anything. Turns out she's actually a writer for The Blade.
I've been sending messages to nudists in Toledo and also calling acupuncturists.
Yeah.
Taylor's scheduling interviews as I interview her in her cubicle at the Blade headquarters. It's a place she knows quite well as she's been working for the Blade for the past 5.5 years as a crime writer.
So I came to Toledo and I was covering crime, and I was ending up in the same neighborhoods a lot of the times for different shootings or robberies. And I started to get to know folks in these neighborhoods, especially as I was connecting on a deeper level to people who had experienced great tragedy in their lives, like homicide victims. And I moved here from a small newspaper, and I grew up in a really small, really white community in Northeast Ohio. And so my exposure to urban areas was really limited. So I really became interested in, you know, the lives of those kind of people. It's just so drastically different from what I knew, and I wanted to get to know them better.
Taylor did have a foundation for that kind of work. In college, she studied journalism and African American history, but that doesn't mean she felt completely prepared in beginning such a position. It's a difficult one to maneuver. The job may appear to have normal hours. Taylor mentioned her day started at 9, but it's hard to figure out where the job stops.
I would look at crime logs, crime reports, and I was going out into different neighborhoods, calling police sources, you know, and those days never seemed to end. Like, you kind of take that job home with you because crime doesn't ever stop, really. You know, it can happen anytime, anywhere, and I really kind of, like, absorbed that. That became, like, my whole life. So it'd be like I'd be getting text messages and phone calls at 2 o'clock in the morning, and, you know, I'd be on my way to the grocery store sometimes, and I'd see, like, police cars and crime scene tape and find out there'd been a shooting. So I would divert myself from my guacamole run to go to this crime scene.
Crime scenes seemed to follow Taylor around during the first few months on the job. Not so much in her day-to-day life, but in the night.
Like, for example, being out in, like, Oak Harbor and covering a quadruple murder-suicide, a domestic incident. And so you go home, you go to sleep, and I remember waking up the next morning going, like, holy smokes, like, did I really do that yesterday? Like, was that real life? After, I don't know, 5-6 months, I started having, like, stress nightmares, like, where I'd be in my basement. And I didn't even have a basement, but I would be in my basement, and there would be gang members at the top of my stairs, like, shooting me. And I would wake up, and, like, my chest would hurt, like, where I was shot in my dream. So it's difficult, because it's just, it can be a little overwhelming.
The job proved too overwhelming when Taylor became a mother in the fall of 2014. She left crime reporting to write in the features section of The Blade. That's why she was contacting nudists and acupuncturists in the beginning of this episode. And that would seem like it's the end of the story. Taylor became a reporter, became a mother, and then pulled back on her work. But in reality, motherhood was not the main reason that Taylor decided to leave the crime beat.
The main reason was through my experience in covering crime and with public safety and law enforcement, I decided that I actually wanted to make a career change. And so I have, for the last year and a half, been in the hiring process for the Toledo Police Department.
It seemed odd to me that Taylor, someone who was having night terrors while reporting on crime, would want to delve further into that world. Not only reporting on the crime, but investigating and seeking justice for the crime.
Yeah, I know. It's people think I'm crazy, but really, I just, you know, the actual role that they can play in communities and just being able to help people on a different level is really what interests me. Because as I became more involved in Toledo, and as I became more of a permanent resident here, the safety of the city and the perception of the safety of the city became really important to me. Too often we still hear people say really negative things about the city of Toledo, and I think we can do more good than we probably even imagine by just building relationships with people. There are a ton of events that go on that are geared toward anti-gang violence. Like, if people would just kind of maybe start to go to those things and get to know some of the people who are actively trying to reduce gang violence in the city and violence in general in the city, then maybe they wouldn't feel so negatively about Toledo in general. And just going into disadvantaged neighborhoods where there are kids who are struggling, who might not have the same support in place as kids in other neighborhoods, or maybe not the same opportunities as kids in other neighborhoods, and opening up a new world of different opportunities that they might not have otherwise had.
In choosing her three nominations for the next episode of the Rough Draft Diaries, Taylor had the opportunity to mention other passionate individuals who are working to create a better Toledo. Here are her three choices.
I would suggest Paul Parker. He does that anti-gang violence march. Former gang member, my best friend, Karen Maloney. She's a sex ed teacher. And Sam Meldon, who's kind of like a doer of all things.
Tune in next Wednesday to find out who I pick on the Rough Draft Diaries. For now, I'm Haley Taylor, and thanks for listening.